Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Melusis and Monzo with you. Time for the DRF race of the weekend. Remember to double your first deposit with DRF bets. Get up to $250 sign up bonus with promo code double, D-O-U-B-L-E. Do it right now. Where are we headed? Race of the week. Mons and I are heading down to Gulfstream Park, which is the World of Trouble Sprint, Grade 3.
In honor of one of our favorites.
No doubt. World of Trouble, tremendous. 6 furlongs on the main track, Mons. An interesting field of 8 that are going to be going postward. It's race 9, 4:04 Eastern time. Saturday is your post. Who are you liking this one, Mons?
Well, at first glance, you look at Lasting Legacy, the 2 for Jason Service, and he's been, you know, basically unstoppable since Service claimed his horse from Steve Asmussen back in November. But in almost every one of those races, this horse has been set up perfectly. Going down to Monmouth, you look at the fractions, 21-44, 21-44, 21-43, losing to Diamond Oops, one of Kenny Peck, our buddy's favorite horses. But I'm looking over this race, and at 7-5, horse off the pace in a dirt sprint, not a turf sprint. You know, I don't see that pace being as quick here. So I looked for a horse that may be on the lead here, and it's a little bit off a layoff. And I typically like Chris Landeros, the rider, coming on a closer here. But I'm going with Yorkton here, who is trying something a little different. It has not been great on the dirt at this distance. But, you know, I think with a good break off the layoff, and look, if you look at his works in his layoff, I mean, bullet, going back 4 or 5 ago, 2 bullets. So this horse is primed and ready to go. For Stuart Simon, trainer. And this horse is out of Spikestown, so you know this horse has got the quicks right out of the gate. So I'm going to look for a little bit of a price here. 8-1 on the morning line. Now, he does a lot of his running at Woodbine, typically, but has run here at Gulfstream in the past with no success. But, you know, I think breaking out of the 8 post, which I don't mind, if this horse gets the lead, he might be able to control the pace and go, you know, 23-24 and maybe take them all the way, holding off a horse like Lasting Legacy, who needs that quick speed in front of him. I'm going to use the 1, Epic Dreamer, underneath for Kelly Breen, a horse that, again, likes the lead, but I think will be sitting right behind whatever pace there is, and I think that pace is going to be the horse I picked, Yorkton. And then I'm going to use the 2, Lasting Legacy, who, just on talent, is going to be one of the horses there. Maybe a little bit of a layoff is going to hurt him too, especially if he's trying to track down some horses off the lead. So my top pick, Yorkton, in our DRF race of the week, Moose.
Oh, there you have it. All right. And, you know, I went with your second choice. I went with the 1, Epic Dreamer, at 4-1 on the morning line. Jose Ortiz aboard for Kelly Breen. I'll excuse the last at Gulfstream Park going a mile. You look at a 2-back going 6 furlongs, ran a 95 buyer speed figure. And listen, it's always buyer beware when you're going up against Jason Service, especially down at Gulfstream Park, where it seems like everything he runs out there, especially when he's got a 7-5 morning line favorite with Paco Lopez aboard. So it's really kind of buyer beware with this one. However, I'm going to take a shot. I think you're going to need to, certainly I'm excusing the last, didn't run all that well. I agree with Monzo's pace setup, in which you look at Epic Dreamer. I think he's going to be sitting just off the pace. I think he could get a first run, and then I'm looking for him to be able to hold off the run of Lasting Legacy under Paco Lopez down the stretch. So give me the 1, Epic Dreamer, with Jose Ortiz, 4-1 on the morning line. Give me that one on top. I'm going to use the 2, Lasting Legacy as well. I'm going to use Monzo's 8, Yorkton. Another one that I want to throw in there is going to be in, I didn't use him at Aqueduct, where it was I Love Jackson is running, but I'm going to use Jackson in this one in honor of my son. Just have to do it. And listen, I think got a shot. 83, 91, ascending buyer speed fingers. 3 races back was an absolute disaster. Stumbled, and the jockey lost irons. I think when you look at it at the distance, 0 for 4 at the distance, 1 for 7 in terms of winning at Gulfstream Park. However, 5 out of 7 coming in the money. And 10-1 on the morning line, I'm going to hope that maybe Jackson...
And finished behind Extravagant Kid last out, so running against some good horses.
Yeah, has run against some good horses. So 10-1 on the morning line, I'm going to use the 5 Jackson underneath.
Good luck, Moose.
Well, there you have it. And make sure go to drfbets.com and double your first deposit with DRFBets. Get up to $250 sign-up bonus with promo code DOUBLE, D-O-U-B-L-E. That is your DRF Race of the Week. Race 9 at Gulfstream Park. It's the World of Trouble, grade 3, 6 furlongs. I have the 1 Epic Dreamer on top. Monzo went with the 8 Yorkton at 8-1 on the morning line. Good luck, everybody. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.